awfully excited about this. We're heading to Tasmania. We're heading to Hobart, where Brad Crouch of the Adelaide Crows is on the line. Hey, Crouchy, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Mate, we're good.
Good, Braddles.
Geez, good to have the apprentice on. The master's been chomping at the bit this afternoon, mate.
What's he been saying now?
Oh, well, he did told me earlier to either call him Yoda.
I did not.
Mr. Miyagi.
I didn't, mate. I didn't. How are you, champ? Now, obviously, wet conditions there at Tasmania tomorrow, so contested footy is going to be the number one priority.
Yeah, it is. I heard it's meant to be wet, but we went for a kick just before, and it was actually really nice. So I'm guessing we can't really plan for anything at the moment.
Crouchy, a couple of sore boys. Riley Knight's come down as the travelling emergency. Did everybody get through what was required tonight?
Yeah, everyone trained. So, yeah, I'm assuming we're going to probably have a team meeting just after dinner. So I'm assuming everyone's right to go.
Now, there's a bit of talk around that the great Eduardo, Eddie, might be a little bit sore. Don't suppose you can ad lib on that at all?
Nah, he's going to be fine. He'll play. There's good. No doubt about it,
excellent.
Think. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Braddles, Kangaroos aren't a bad side. I think you've got to watch out for the Kangaroos tomorrow. Obviously, Benny Brown's a very important player for them, so boys have to be on the guard early.
Yeah, they've actually I was doing some study on them earlier in the week. They actually have some good games early on this year. Mm. I think they've been up by 5 goals in 3 of the games that they've lost. So obviously they start games really well, which we haven't really done in a few of our games as well, so that's going to be big targets for us early on.
Just want to talk about you for a minute, Bradley. Very solid return. Obviously, they've had to, unfortunately, live through it before with last year where you had your delayed start. What'd you do differently this time around? Because it would appear you've come back in better nick and given yourself a better chance to continue on and sort of not break down again.
Yeah, it wasn't really much that I've really changed. I think more of it has sort of been that I've sort of kept, I guess, running a lot of the time, even though last year I had a few injuries and I had a lot of time off my legs, which does kill you a fair bit. And this year I did have a few hammies, obviously, in the pre-season, but I did a lot of training before I hurt them and I did a lot after as well. So I guess I've got that little bit more confidence through just sort of that continuity on the track.
Braddles, you must be so happy and pleased for your brother, Matty, who's had a fantastic year so far. When you two are on the ball, on the midfield and in the contested footy car and stuff, do you say too much? Do you say much to each other? Do you just look at each other? Do you whisper? Or is just that instinctive brotherly football that you love playing together?
Yeah, I guess a lot of it is instinct stuff. I think, especially now, especially when you're playing at Adelaide Oval, you can't hear a lot of what each other's actually saying until you're in the middle. But sort of as a midfield, we all do speak a lot about things that are going on during the game. Yeah. And how we're seeing the game at the time. So I think it's no different to any sort of player.
Crouchy, the pecking order. Jars has told many stories on this show about whipping Darren when he was young. Until later on when Darren became the better player.
It's true.
And that's because of the grounding that Andrew gave him. You two boys, given that Matt's made a stellar start to this year, has there been a shift in the paradigm with you two brothers?
No, not really, I don't think. Well, not from my end anyway. No. It might be from his.
Oh, very good, mate. But moving forward, more midfield minutes coming up for you. How do you feel your fitness is?
Yeah, I've probably been a bit of a process since I come back through the SANFL. I felt my first couple of games were pretty strong there, and I felt really good in my first game back up in the Gold Coast. I'm still probably only playing 68, 70% of the game, so hopefully over the next couple of weeks I can get that up through the mid-70s or 80% and show that I can run out games well. So I do feel really fresh late in games, which has been the main thing, in comparison to obviously last year when I did come back from a couple of injuries.
Now, Matt, I spoke to Mads.
Brad.
What did I say?
Yeah, Brad.
Matt.
Braddy. Braddles. I spoke to Mads.
Must catch up a lot, you two.
I reckon, you know what? I reckon I'm fatiguing.
You are.
Now, Braddles.
Maybe you should do 67% of game time like Brad.
I spoke to Maz. We'll get you and Maddie over for a bit of a catch. No,
hit it on the head. It won't happen.
For a bit of a roast, all right? So you just have to tell me what night you're free and bring your lovely partners over and we'll get it sorted.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. Yeah. That'd be great.
Do I invite Tex or just don't worry about Tex?
Crouchy,
don't worry about it.
Just clear out the next 2 to 3, 4 years, mate, because that's how long it'll be. You may have changed partners by then, Crouchy.
He said, don't worry about Tex.
If it's in the next decade, I reckon I've done it right.
Yeah, you certainly have. Last one for you.
Good luck, mate. You
know better than us, Crouchy. Eddie's on 499 goals, and hopefully we'll get to 500 quickly. Yep. JJ has gone on record this week saying he'd love it to be, he'd love to think he'd be the one to give it to Eddie. I said to Jars that Eddie'd have to be sitting in the seats to get one off JJ.
Yeah, well, Joe did it in handball, so
I he's the Kevin Bartlett of Adelaide.
He'd be the one screaming for it in the goal square, wouldn't he?
Oh, funny, I think he would be.
Oh, mate, Eddie's great to see you back out
good
here, mate.
Stuff,
love
champ.
Watching you playing. Is the great man Uncle Gift over here giving you any really great knowledge this year to go with? Give us an insight of what goes on.
No, he's out.
What is it? Does he send you text messages? Does he ask you for going to have a little kick? Is it, you know, a little pep talk? Is there little like notes, love notes?
No, he steers away from anything physical exerting. Normally a coffee or a bite to eat.
Kurtzy, can you do us all a favour here at the Rush Hour? Can we turn the tables on this one? Can you be the master for a change and treat him as the apprentice because he's been playing again? All right. He's been playing again, and he plays C grades on Friday nights, then he coaches the next day, and then he has showers, and no one comes in with him. So maybe sit him down, mate, and just remind him that he's in early 50s and maybe let a young kid have a crack at it.
I just don't think he'll ever give it up. That's the issue.
Good luck, champ.
Good luck tomorrow, mate. Right. Pass the best on
proud
to all
you,
the boys. Another big game of footy for the Crows and also for you. You're doing great.
See you, champ.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.
There he is. The apprentice, Brad Crouch. He's a good man.
He's building.
Well played, Yoda.
He's building, Lulu.
He is.
My boy.
Yes. Just got to get a three-quarter long sleeve onto him, and the deal's done.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis, Andrew Charman, Dale Lewis, and 104.7 Triple M.